Welcome back to the Descender Podcast. It's been a really, really long time since our last episode, long enough for me to grow an entire beard. The current date is June 4th, 2025. Our last episode was many months ago, and so we're looking to get back into it with the approaching FETI Forum. Joining me today is my co-founder and co-host, Damon Atwar. And we're going to talk about what's going on in the space, some of the developments of the past few months, and just top-of-mind things, the things we hope to see in the near future. Thank you for joining me, Damon.
Yeah, of course. Like you said, it's been a while. Not intentionally. You know, we love doing this. We love our listeners and the viewers, for those that watch the videos and such. So we're hoping to get back into it. I'm excited to get back into it. There's been so much that has happened since we've last recorded. I'm ready to get it rocking and rolling.
Yeah, so I mean, FETI Forum is coming up in a few days, and I think the thing that I'm most excited to see are the demos that are coming out. Got a couple really significant ones coming up. A new social is going to be demoing something that they've been working on. We can't talk about it yet due to an embargo, but we're going to see Newsmask showing off their new product, channel.org, which is a way for people to syndicate their feeds of various accounts into a single coherent feed as sort of a first stab at trying to do custom feeds in the Fediverse. There's a bunch of stuff like going on. Sometimes within the Fediverse, we feel that there's a little bit of a lull in terms of activity, but a lot of cool stuff is happening underneath the surface. All you have to do is scratch a little bit and you'll find something.
Yeah. I would say, though, it depends on what you're considering the Fediverse, right?
Because
those that extend that branch beyond Activity Pub, you know, there's a lot that has taken place. And you brought up a new social, which for those that might not be familiar, right, that's the team behind BridgeEffect, right? And one of our earlier episodes of this podcast, we had the creator of BridgeEffect, Ryan Barrett, on. Great, fantastic guy.
Yeah, fantastic.
I would imagine with all the developments that happened, you know, they'll be guests on here, and we look forward to, you know, what they're going to demonstrate at FETI Forum. But I think, like you, the demos are a favorite part of mine, getting to see some really cool, innovative, things that are being developed. But I think for me, what might kind of switch up this year is the fact that there's some keynotes going on.
That's right.
So by some really, really heavy hitters in the space, you know, that I was like, really like, whoa, you know, I wasn't expecting that, you know, that lineup to happen. And so, following each of them, right, because I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's Lawrence Hoff, from the Fediverse Report.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear from him.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have two other keynote speakers, right?
I think Ian Forrester, formerly from the BBC, is going to be presenting. And I think Cory Doctorow is also a keynote speaker. And Christine Limmer Weber as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So four.
She's one of the many co-authors of or co-editors of the ActivityPub standard. And she's been doing some really amazing work at Sprightly. So it's always interesting to see like her perspective on things, where the ecosystem is moving, and just like what she thinks is necessary to really get us to that next level.
Yeah, I think that's a space such as FETI Forum to bring on Christine is very powerful. One, because as you mentioned, she was one of the many co-authors of the ActivityPub specifications. And then, you know, all the work that's being done with Sprightly. Yeah. And then over the last year, where a lot of people have come to know her is just the blog posts and commentary regarding the app proto, right? Blue Sky Protocol. And so I think there would be some really awesome discussions that happen, you know, after the keynotes take place. And I think it's awesome because it's not just having developers, but people from different, you know, fields within the space offering keynotes, right? Like Lawrence and the work that he's done, you know, on the open social web and reporting on it and building these relationships to discuss it, you know, be it primarily, obviously, the Fediverse, but also the atmosphere, touching upon Farcaster and Noster, and he's done fantastic work. And then Ian and his work at BBC and trying to bring, you know, a media giant to the open social web. You know, and obviously he goes off saying, you know, Cory Doctorow and just all the activist work and books and things of that nature. And so I think we're going to get a wealth of experiences, you know, with those keynotes.
Yeah. And also, just to be completely fair, you know, we had the privilege of seeing Cory Doctorow speak already when Damon and I met at Fediverse House, which was sponsored by Flipboard in Austin, Texas, a couple months back. I really thought it was a very surreal thing to meet some of our favorite Fediverse people in person. Got a big hug from Evan Perdromo, which was really fun. It's funny because you meet certain people and they like look exactly like their avatar, which of course they would, but you're like, huh, he really does have that big handlebar mustache. And
yeah,
you know, he really does sound like a California surfer dude. But just, you know, it was fun to mix and mingle with everybody. I really wish we had more in-person events for the Fediverse. But I'm really glad that Flipboard took the initiative and made that happen.
Yeah, same. Like, you know, we had such wonderful conversations, right? Like, and not even just from the Fediverse side of things, but people from 404 Media, like they gave, you know, a part of great panels and a cool after party, and there were people from Blue Sky, right? And they had great discussions and really lovely people to meet, really, you know, kind and great to talk to. But yeah, the Fediverse House was such a excellent event that I hope is just you know, a catalyst for more in-person events, right? As people are trying to spread the gospel about these decentralized protocols and social networks and the benefits that they offer as an alternative to big social, you know.
Yeah. Admittedly, I think that's one of the hardest things we have going on right now. Damon and I, we've both discussed this at length somewhat. But advocacy for the Fediverse and like making the value proposition make sense to people that are not already on it is a lot more challenging than a lot of people realize. I think we throw around words like decentralization and privacy and digital sovereignty as if they're supposed to be universally understood by everybody. And the challenge is that, like, one, you know, it's very hard to, like, make targeted marketing for specific groups of people if you're not using the language, terminology, and concepts that are familiar to them. And two, we sometimes focus a little bit too much on things like decentralization and privacy. You know, privacy in and of itself is really great as a value, and there's definitely circumstances where you would have wished that something were private when it hadn't been. But if you try to just sell it as like the selling point, the value proposition for why people should care about it, like 9 times out of 10, it doesn't work. And it's the same is true with decentralization. If you tell someone, oh, it's a decentralized Twitter, you know, the people that hang out on a Linux forum might like that. But the people that, you know, are just kind of like fed up with Facebook and frustrated or fed up with X and don't want to be on it anymore are probably more likely to look at Blue Sky just because Blue Sky did a really good job making their value proposition simple. You know, you sometimes have to hide the decentralization and not make people think about the many complexities behind it. It needs to be easy to use and approachable.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. I think when you consider, like you said, what the value proposition is and where people are coming from, right? I think that's a big part of the story is, are we factoring where people are coming from and do we care about where they come from, right? And I always say, like, one of the issues with the Fediverse is that they typically don't, right? Like, not at the cost of their beliefs or culture, right? No. It's like they'd rather throw the baby out with the bathwater, right, than like really administer change. And one of the things that I've long have said has gone underlooked in terms of the creation of At Proto. And I even talked to Jay in person about this, Jay being the CEO of Blue Sky, is that outside of technical debt, cultural debt was a significant factor into why they quote unquote reinvented the wheel, right? Like that's what you hear a lot of people on the Activity Pub Fediverse say about At Proto. And one, I don't like that, you know, because I feel like, you know, tech is nothing but reinvention of the wheel, right? Like there's this constant of that, right? And but yeah, just in terms of the culture, they had an opportunity to say, hey, here's this thing.
Yep.
This is why we made it. It is absolutely public, right? Take it or leave it. But they had the ability to set the tone and the broader culture by creating their own decentralized social networking protocol, right? Versus joining into a space that is known to be very rigid in their thinking.
They also built it for specific concepts that ActivityPub does not provide out of the box. And while I think Christine gave some really good feedback when they were in the exploration phase for could we do this with ActivityPub, the problem is that like anything that you add to ActivityPub on top of it is not part of the spec. And we have a bad enough time already where technically none of us are building the spec anyway. You know, most implementations are just a permutation of what Mastodon is doing. So like it would have been cool to see like what Blue Sky could have done with the protocol, but they also had very specific needs. They were building around identity, verifiable credentials, the ability to pack up your data and move easily from one place to another with almost nobody knowing or noticing the difference. Like they put a huge huge emphasis on moderation and custom content, custom feeds, tagging. Like they added a bunch of things that like would not normally be possible with an ActivityPub platform unless like you were really invested in reinventing it from the ground up.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, right? And so I think it only made sense for them to take the approach that they did. I think that was the logical conclusion to come to, right? Out of personal interest, yeah, it would have been cool to see what they could have made had they stuck with ActivityPub, right? Like,
right.
It would have been very interesting.
I think a lot of people misinterpret the situation and think, oh, they just ripped off of ActivityPub and, you know, they made a promise and they betrayed us or, you know, something along those lines. And I don't think that's a fair assessment. You know, you have a team of super smart, super capable people, many of which, like Paul Frazee, have worked in the peer-to-peer space for like a decade or so. Like, you know, they have their own unique ideas about how to approach the problem. They're not just like sitting there copying our homework, so to speak. They want to solve things that they've had challenges with in the past. And they want to make it as easy as possible to use rather than just making it a boondoggle for like the nerdiest people out there.
Absolutely. I think you've got to start with two places, right? Like one where they came from, like what you said with Paul, right? He worked on a lot of peer-to-peer, software and protocols and such. And then Jay, you know, like the entire team is very thoughtful. They don't just do things just to do things, or just to, make a little check on a piece of paper, but they're very careful and very meticulous about how they want to approach things. And, the initial charge was, hey, build a protocol that could work for Twitter, right? That Twitter could utilize and fit on, right? Yeah. Twitter has 500 million people on it. And so I think we have to keep the proper perspective, and appreciate that the fact that it's just a very different thing from Activity Pub, right? And that's okay. I think there's a space for both of them, and they both care. There's a lot of overlap, and I do genuinely believe that the people all care about very similar things. But I think that they were solving different problems.
100%. And I would also say that, I'm very pleased that I can follow the Blue Sky team from Activity Pub, thanks to the hard work that Ryan put into Bridgie Fed. There is an opportunity for us to interact as communities and as individuals. It's not like completely closed off bubbles where, the blue team is building one thing, the red team is building a totally opposite, different thing, and we'll never ever meet in the middle. I think like some of the most productive conversations I've had is from people working on other projects that specify like, hey, we took a relay-based approach, or hey, we took this sort of hybrid approach like Blue Sky is doing. That's valuable to know. And when you approach it collaboratively, you get a lot more insight and a lot more well-being between both parties,
No, I definitely agree, and I think that like it's healthy to have people that take very different approaches, to things, right? And I
If
think
we
we're
were
in a
just a
space.
monolithic ecosystem, we would be moving even slower than we already are.
Yeah, exactly. And I think like not even to get political with things, but when you think about where the world is politically, not even just the U.S., we're in the space where decentralized social networks are more important than they've ever been, right? And so I think the more that we have people innovating and building in the space, one is necessary, and it's a great thing, And so kudos to them. I'm excited to see what they continue to build on, because even the people that are across the pond in the Fediverse, while they might not be happy about App Proto, there's a lot that people do appreciate. There's a lot that people do want to emulate, right? Like starter packs, for example, like an innovation that is starter
Custom
packs. That
feeds
was,
too.
yeah,
Like
yeah.
they've thought about content discovery in a pretty novel way with both starter packs and custom feeds, and say just, well, what if we just let the users define this? What if we just said, people in the community can figure out who's worth following to promote to other people, and they can also figure out like what content or what things are the most interesting to them and build feeds around that. That's still something that the Fediverse is missing today, although it looks like increasingly different projects are trying their own approach for this. Pixel Fed is kind of experimenting with their own starter packs. There's a couple of other projects like channel.org, which is Newsmass' new baby. It focuses specifically on being able to take different accounts and create a coherent stream out of them that you can follow. It's basically just a group actor. So like there are people that are thinking about these hard problems and how to implement them in concepts and ways that are native to ActivityPub. And I think taking inspiration from other projects is a really positive thing. We can't be like total purists and say, oh no, that idea was tainted by Blue Sky. We're not going to use it.
No, definitely, and I totally agree. But getting back to Fediform, right? I know we briefly touched upon that. It's coming up Thursday. I know we're both really excited, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, this is going to be a pretty interesting one just because a couple of months back it had been scheduled and then canceled slash postponed due to some controversy within the community. One of the co-founders was found just basically posting a lot of super transphobic stuff out on Maine, and a lot of the community was really unhappy with it because, their expectation, you look at that from the outside, you're like, how did they not catch this when they hired this person? Of course, like it's not like you do a comprehensive background check. You usually just find someone that's a volunteer that's the best person for a job. She hadn't really brought it up in all the time that she was working with Johannes, so he never thought about that aspect. The problem is that, like, that handling, that situation, made a lot of people within the community uncomfortable. I mean, a pretty significant amount of people developing for Activity Pub and for the Fediverse are trans people, and they're not going to go to a conference if they don't feel safe at it. So I think Johannes ultimately did the right thing by postponing. You know, he stepped back, took some time to figure things out, had a lot of calls with a lot of different groups. And he formed a new, very diverse advisory board that has a lot of input on ways to fix these problems and act as a guiding hand for how the organization should function. So I think they're taking a lot of the right steps. I'm just hoping that this Fedi Forum goes off without a hitch, at least as much as possible. Because it's a really great community event. It's kind of the only thing we have at the moment.
Yeah. I wanted to say, you know, kudos to Johannes for humbling himself, right? Yeah. And, you know, while Fedi Forum was postponed, there was a town hall that was happening, yeah. You know, instead. And, I think that was very humbling to, you know, face people and have to hear what they had to say.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. He also lost some critical people that were supposed to be a part of the Fedi Forum, right? Like some very influential people in the open social web space. So there was a double whammy. And, you know, to Johannes, the credit of, you know, just taking his medicine, and, you know, figuring out in collaboration, you know, with a bunch of different folks, what the steps forward would be, right? And I know, like, obviously we can be transparent, and we were on calls with Johannes, right? And gave our input and feedback, and I definitely felt that he was contrite and very open to listening, and at least what has come of it looks to be, you know, headed in the proper direction. And as you alluded to earlier, just having this very diverse board, right, that are going to help shape Fedi Forum and some ways the open social web and how these activities are handled going forward, right? And so I think we'll see how this goes, right? Like this, it's this week, again, you know, looking forward to everyone that's involved and people that have put their name behind it even afterwards, right? Like we have we've got to give credit because, as you mentioned, just the whole, the blatant and disgusting, right, like transphobia that was coming out of this person. And again, like, as you said, like there's no way to truly just, you know, vet people because, like, one, like you said, it's a big time volunteer space and there was nothing, and people that have worked with her had also said that this was not something that they expected, right? And so I can't really blame Johannes in that regard, because like I said, there were people that were closer to her than he was that were also caught off guard and by surprise. But I say this all to say, there's trans people, right, that are involved in this next iteration of Fedi Forum, right? And so I think that while there are going to be some people rightfully that still reject it, I do think that people see that Johannes was being honest and transparent and trying to do the right thing. And so I think without him doing that, I don't think there would be this Fedi Forum happening. And I for sure don't believe that there would be trans folk that would be a part of this Fedi Forum if that wasn't this situation.
Yeah, I mean, when we talked to Johannes, he was very, very receptive about our input. I think, like, there was a lot of emotion in the days that had passed after the initial controversy had happened. And so it was, like, actually really nice to have this very polite, kind, empathetic conversation with him where, you know, we kind of talked about the problem areas. We listened to what he had to say. And, you know, he admits that, like, Fedi Forum originally started as him just kind of winging it and saying, okay, well, we have a little bit of money. Why don't we do a thing? We'll just make it like an online Zoom conference thing. And like,
yeah.
I can't fault him for that. Like, no. He's figuring it out as he goes, which I think is very much on brand for this network.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely on brand, right? So, but yeah, I, like I said, we just give him a ton of credit. Was it perfect by any means? No, of course not.
No.
But none of us are perfect. But I think, like, we it's evident that, you know, his heart was in the right space. As I said, I don't believe people would be attending. I don't think people would put their names on something like this if they didn't feel the same way and want to extend a second chance to Johannes and to see what happens. And I'm happy to see that because, you know, Fedi Forum was a big event in terms of the Fediverse, right? That was getting, you know, we had people from Meta show up despite what others might feel about Meta.
There were, big deal.
You know, TechCrunch covering it and you know, The Verge covering it. And so there was like lot that kind of like really was riding on this. And so irrespective of what your opinions may be of how the situation was handled or Fedi Forum in general, but if you're someone that cares about the open social web, especially the Fediverse, getting its due and recognition and getting, you know, more notoriety, I think wanting Fedi Forum to exist is a good thing.
Yeah, and I think, like, at the end of the day, most people want to see it succeed. I think, you know, only a very small amount of people want to kill it and replace it with something else or replace it with nothing at all, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people are very much in favor of having a space to congregate. Is it a little bit tech bro? Yeah, but that's, like, engineers for you. Like, yeah. It's just a gathering of people. And a lot of it is very community focused. I mean, you know, the breakout discussions are myriad, and there's like lots of people that will get together and try to figure out, okay, how do we define things? What is the problem? How do we move forward on this specific issue? And so, like, there is a lot of value in being able to come together, even if you're not necessarily an engineer. Like, it's not like anybody's gatekeeping it. But to make it more inclusive, I think, helps push it in a more progressive direction.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and like we said, just it's been very community driven, especially with the breakout sessions. I think there's been some really awesome topics and conversation that I know that you and I have been a part of in there, and stuff that I think have really gone to impact people even beyond Fedi Forum, you know. And so just seeing that, and then just the showcase, right? Like having people be able to demo what they're working on where they wouldn't have another platform or another opportunity of this magnitude, right? Obviously, given the context. And so I think, yeah, I'm really excited about this. I'm happy that it's able to move forward. I'm really looking forward to, you know, what's going to be demoed. You know, because we come across some really, really cool demos. Like I know a personal favorite of ours is Emissary and all the coolness that's being done with that project, or you know, where Hoshida had demoed Sora and the innovation that it is on a client level, right? Like it's a very innovative client. And so there's been some very you know, popular and eye-opening demos to take place on Fedi Forum. And so I definitely am happy to see that devs who, you know, take so much time and working on these projects and working on and honing their crafts have a space to be able to demonstrate their work.
I mean, not to mention it generates a lot of hype, which like is good for the community spirit. I think, you know, when somebody shows a cool looking demo, a sleek looking interface or some feature that people have been asking for maybe a decade or more, it's really cool to see like somebody's actually working on this. Here's how far they got and here's what the thing does. Like that, I think sometimes really reflects to people, like I said earlier, it can seem like there's not much going on, but this helps kind of scratch beneath the surface and show here's all the stuff that's been happening in the background over the last 6 months.
Yeah, no, exactly. Right. And then the other cool thing is not just Activity Pub, right? It's not just the Fediverse, right? Like there's been, you know, people from the Nostr community, they've been people from the Blue Sky community. And so it's just truly an open social web venue. And so, yeah, I think it would definitely be a negative, right? Like for this to not exist. But yeah, so I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to it. You know, this week, what is it, Saturday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think. I don't know about Sunday. I know it's a 3-day this time, though.
Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure. So Thursday to Sunday. So, yeah, if you guys want to attend, you know, go to Fetty Forum website. You can Google Fetty Forum. See if there's some tickets still available. Check it out. You know, Sean and I, we go every year. This is usually 2 events a year. You know, it's a great time. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Look out for that. Look out for that. There'll be some live blogging on WeDistribute.org. Please check out our website. You know, we try to, you know, bring it to you guys in the moment. We'll obviously also have a podcast, you know, episode where we're recapping, you know, what happened at Fetty Forum and, you know, our takeaways and what we are excited about and things of that nature. So also stay tuned for that.
Yeah, 100%. I think a little bit of a fun activity we could do right now is just kind of think, like, based on the trends that we've seen over the last year and maybe some of the difficulties, hiccups, or challenges that the Fediverse has had through various projects, like, what kind of developments or what kind of discussions do you think are going to be big at Fetty Forum this year?
Oh, so I view this in lieu of your question, but also just thinking about some of the trolls and just some of the people, the community members in general, having Christine there and the blog post that she's written about at Proto, right? And to provide context, she doesn't dislike the people from at Proto, right? Or Blue Sky, like, she's very much rooting for them. Yeah. And so just so that proper context is put out there, you know, but that is not the same, just because that perspective is there, right? There's still some things that have to be said and reported as truth. And I think she spoke her truth on a technical level about the protocol. And so I think that'll be a very interesting thing if there's a breakout session to see kind of what conversations happen around that, especially from the Blue Sky haters, but also the Blue Sky defenders. So that'll be interesting to see. I think also like Newsmass too, some of the stuff that they're working on. They've largely been an innovator since they've come into the space, right? Like, and want to make the Fediverse as accessible as possible, you know, and be a primary curator in the space. And I would say outside of Flipboard, right, I would say that Newsmass is one of the top curators within the space, you know.
Yeah, there's not really a lot of organizations or people that are doing quite what Flipboard or Newsmass are doing. And I, you know, want to make it clear that, like, a big part of Newsmass's channel.org push is that they are looking to create a system that makes it easier for organizations to onboard to the Fediverse. You know, they want to make it easy to set up so that an organization can get all of its messaging lined up, get all of its different accounts lined up. You know, they want to create easily discoverable streams for organizations so that, you know, you want to follow the BBC. Well, you're not just following the main website because you'd be drowning in thousands of articles. No, they want to break it out into different accounts that are, you know, specific to different topics and interests. So, like, there's a huge area for opportunity there, especially when you view it through the lens of advocacy.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And so definitely looking forward to their demonstrations. Lovely people, by the way. But what about you? What are you looking forward, and what do you just anticipate from you know, from the crowd or potential community breakout sessions?
Well, I think, like, a big topic that has to be addressed one way or another is digital identity. It's still kind of a broken thing in our network. And the reason I believe it's broken is because it's so heavily tethered to instances. The process for importing and exporting data is very manual and kind of tedious. And like, it's just, it's kind of a janky workflow in a lot of ways. Like, what I would really like to see are discussions that focus on, you know, do we need an additional layer 4 identity for the network? You know, do we set up some kind of IPFS thing where people upload their metadata and have like some way to download it from somewhere else? Or, you know, maybe some tools will emerge that make migrating from instances to instances a lot easier. I don't know exactly the specifics of how it would manifest, but like, I do think from a FEP standpoint and from like a protocol enhancement standpoint, it's probably one of our weakest areas. And I think if we could really fix that, a lot of the weirder problems of the network would slowly go away. Like the fact that I have 15 different accounts because every single Fediverse service that comes out is another platform with another actor representing me. Like, I'd really just like to find a way to just associate them all as a singular identity. And I'm not saying that that's easy and that I expect people to like start working on it right away, but I think it's like a critical infrastructure architecture kind of thing that we really need to start putting a huge amount of effort into to make the whole network a lot more healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I happen to agree with you, and I hope that it's something that's taken a bit more serious. And I think it will be. You know, I don't know if it'll be something that comes up in Fediforum, but I do think just generally, one, because we've mentioned earlier, the Fediverse has really been paying attention to some of the work that AppProto is doing, right? And yeah, like, identity is huge on there. Obviously imperfect, and you'll have people talk about how DID PLC is centralized, and in some instances having DID generally be centralized. But I think that will also be a catalyst. And then also too, coming from the Solid community, right? Like, I think another thing that we've saw in the past year is just more integrations and interest coming from the Solid community, and them looking to buy into ActivityPub, and so there's also, you know, some work even outside of ActivityPods. There's been, you know, direct work of integrating Solid protocol with ActivityPub protocol, and so you know, and obviously they have their singular identity, which is WebID, and you know, I know you met with some Solid folks recently, and so I think that we'll start to see more of different ideas start to matriculate.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And honestly, it's been very encouraging to see a lot of the Solid people moving over to the Fediverse in one way or another. Like on Spectra.video, the PeerTube instance that I host, there is a dedicated channel for Solid practitioners, which is like basically anybody that's building for that ecosystem or trying to navigate it or learning how to work with it. You know, they regularly upload videos and lectures and presentations of what they're working on. And, you know, Tim Berners-Lee is on the Fediverse. A lot of people within the Solid community are starting to come over. And I think, like, to some degree, I can't speak definitively, but to some degree, I think the Solid folks are looking at the activity protocol and realizing that for them, it might be a missing piece. You know, it's great having all your stuff on a Solid pod, but being able to dial out and actually communicate with people and share and have control over what you share is actually like kind of like a big deal for them. So if they figure out how to make it work, that would be really incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully there's some Solid folks that'll be showing up to Fediforum, and maybe there could be some discussions, you know, around that.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for your time. Again, you know, we did not want to be out of you guys' lives so long. It was not intentional. It was not planned. It was not enjoyed. You know, we enjoy what we do here. We enjoy connecting with you guys. And all you guys were wonderful, you know, reaching out, sharing what you get from the work that we do. It means a lot. And so yeah, we're looking to, you know, turn the heat up and, you know, get back on the bike. And so obviously we'll see you guys soon with our recap of Fetty Forum. Thank you guys so much for bearing with us and being patient with us. And, you know, we're sorry that we've been going for so long, but we're back. And man, for season two, we have so much good stuff. You know, I don't want you guys to think that we weren't doing anything. You know, sitting on some really good stuff. We have such a backlog of things and some incredible conversations, some really awesome guests. So definitely be on the lookout. There's so much that's going to be coming from us, and we're excited to get it to you.
100%. And for anybody that's listening that's interested in our coverage or anything that we're up to, check us out at WeDistribute.org. You can also donate to us through Patreon at patreon.com/WeDistribute or Open Collective through opencollective.com/WeDistribute. And yeah, you can also check out our federated forum, which is powered by NodeBB. So we have forum.WeDistribute.org. It hooks into a couple of different communities. We're looking at getting it to federate and play nicely with Lenny, but we're slowly incorporating other federated forum communities as well so that we can keep touch with the wider network.
Yeah, and we'll leave this stuff in the show notes for you guys.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. You've been the best.
Peace.